That was Seventh Fire, the song Colonial Attitudes. We're going to talk a little bit about the powwow season a little right now that's happening throughout Indian country this summer. Last weekend, there was a powwow up on the Wicomicon Reserve in Manitoulin Island. This weekend, there's one taking place at the Saugeen Indian Reserve. And next week, there will be a powwow at the Cape Croker Indian Reserve. That is a traditional powwow. And then also next weekend will be the powwow at the local Chippewas of the Thames Reserve. For our listeners who are in London, Chippewas of the Thames Reserve is about 20 miles outside of London, near the town of Delaware. But I'd just like to take this one moment to read about the teachings of the drum. It comes from the July issue of Native Beat. It's an article by Shelley Brissett. Today, the significance of the powwow varies from one community to the next. Most communities view it as a seasonal celebration, a time to welcome old friends and reunite families, a time for sharing, giveaways, 49ers. At the center of every powwow is the drum. Its beat, according to ancient mythology, represents the heartbeat of the native nations throughout North America. The drum is universal, and all Aboriginal nations from the Arctic Circle to the Gulf of Mexico had a drum society. Some used hand drums and others water drums. The big drum, according to legend, was given to the Anishinaabe by the Great Spirit during a time when the Indian people were being wiped out by the Chimumkan, the big knives, or American soldiers. Myron Piawasat is drum carrier for the Smoky Town Drum Group from Green Bay, Wisconsin. He is Menominee and follower of the big drum. The big drum, he says, represents health, love, peace, life, and death. Piawasat explained that the drum is sacred to his people. The Big Drum Society has many teachings, he said. Most are for Anishinaabe only. He shared the legend of how the big drum came to the people. The Sioux were under attack by the Chimunkins. A woman feared for her people, who were being pursued by the soldiers. She ran to a lake where she cut reeds along the shore and lay under the water. She lay under the water for 4 days, thinking in fear. Then the Great Spirit spoke to her. He told her he was giving her the big drum. He taught her the songs and the rules, and told her that if the people followed the rules, no harm would come to them. He told her to gather 4 singers and 4 sticks, one for each direction. The woman taught them the songs given to her. She told them to offer sama, tobacco, to the grandfather, the four directions, and to the Great Spirit. She told them to form a circle when they sing their songs. Do not be afraid, she said. Stay by the drum. Keep singing, keep praying. No harm will come to you. That is the legend of how the big drum came to the Anishinaabe. That is something I think that from time to time we will share with our listeners some of our teachings. At this time, I'd like to introduce Harold Kohler and Mary Lou Smoke, who will be reading some of our community service announcements, some of the public service announcements as well, in the London area. Harold.
Next Tuesday, August 13th, Bud Wildman, Minister of National Resources, responsible for Native Affairs, will be in the London area to meet with nearby Native nations. The subject will be about the recent announcement of the Ontario government policy on nation-to-nation negotiation with the Native Nations.
Okay, Antler River Promotions presents Indian Summer, a Native Arts and Craft Festival. Attractions are drum display, traditional dancers, fashion show, and traditional food. It will be located at the Canada Building at the Western Fairgrounds on Friday, October 4th, Saturday, October 5th, and Sunday, October 6th. It's hosted by Antler River Trading Company and the New Moon Designs. NAMRA is holding its annual community picnic today at Springbank Park, and if you can make it, just head down there. And that's about all for us today.
Okay, thank you, Harold. Thank you, Mary Lou. Yes, there has been a couple of breaking stories that has come to our attention. I guess the most recent one is up in the Beardmore region near Thunder Bay. There has been an ongoing blockade whereby the Native people have suspended work for 2 weeks for the workers on this power dam project northeast of Thunder Bay. It's a story that we will be following closely. The province has agreed to talk with the Native group and in return the group has taken down the barricade on the road leading to the proposed dam on the Sturgeon River. The natives demand a full environmental review of the project. So now that the smoke signals, Native Peoples Program has got a new time and a new place on Saturdays at 12 o'clock, we'd just like to welcome our listeners to tune in to 94.7 CHRW on Saturdays. And we will see you next Saturday. My name is Dan Smoke. On behalf of John Turner, Mary Lou Smoke, Harold Kohler, we will close with a song from Kashtan's latest release. It's called Shtetan Departure.